Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today because I want to focus on a subject that many people have to deal with, and what I'm talking about sometimes appears to be simple dry skin or irritation from soaps and cleaning products, and it could actually be something more serious. New research suggests that nearly 1 in 10 adults in the United States may be living with chronic hand eczema, a condition that can cause painful cracking, redness, itching, and even bleeding. And I know some of you have experienced this, and for many people, these symptoms interfere with everyday tasks like preparing meals, working with their hands, or even shaking someone's hands. Yet many individuals dismiss the signs as seasonal dryness or sensitivity and never seek medical help. To help us better understand this condition, I'm joined by two guests today. First is Jennifer Etienne, and she's a patient advocate and ambassador with the National Eczema Association who lives with chronic hand eczema. And also joining us is Dr. Omar Noor, and he is a certified dermatologist practicing in New York and New Jersey and co-owner of Rao Dermatology. Jennifer and Dr. Noor, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Jennifer, let's start with your personal experience. When did you first begin noticing symptoms with your hands and what those early signs were like for you? What were those early signs for you?
So for me, I was diagnosed with regular eczema at the age of 8 years old, and it was always just in the inner folds of my arms and the back of my leg. But when I got to high school, it started to spread on my hands, which I wasn't used to it being there. And with the symptoms on my hands, my skin was broken, it was scaly, inflamed, but it was also very sick. So like it explain it, but my skin just got super thick, and I found that it was very hard to just do daily tasks and stuff because we use our hands so much. So for me, I realized that my eczema and the hand eczema was completely different. And when I went to go see a dermatologist for the first time, you know, he just, that's just eczema. But the things that I used to treat my eczema on the folds of my arms, those weren't working for my hands. And I had to go on my own research hunt. And I realized that, you know, there's different types of eczema. And I realized, okay, this is actually hand eczema, which is why the treatment that I was using on my arms wasn't working on my hands, because they were completely two different things.
And one of the things, as I mentioned, we want to address is the confusion that people assume irritation on their hands might just be dry skin. At what point did you realize that something more serious might be going on?
For me, I realized something more serious was going on when it wasn't like, oh, I could just moisturize, because with dry skin, you could, you know, depending on how dry it is, you can apply a moisturizer and, you know, your skin is okay. But some of the symptoms that were different from just dry skin was I had inflammation now. I had lesions. My skin was cracking. And then again, that my skin was so scaly in comparison to just like, you know, dry skin gets scaly, but this type of scaliness was like 10 times that. And I found that, you know, just applying moisturizer just wasn't the thing that was, it didn't help my skin get better.
And Jennifer, let's talk about how this affected everyday life. I talked about some of the things that it might affect at the start, things like work, household responsibilities, even social interactions.
Oh, yeah. For such a long time, like going, meeting new people, I was dealing with the anxiousness, that insecurity, the shame around, like when I go to reach for their hand, how are they going to react to me? Dealing with that embarrassment that, you know, it feels like anything I'm doing, my skin is not getting better. So sometimes as a patient, like when something doesn't work for us, we tend to, for me at least, I tend to blame myself, like, why isn't this working? Is this something that I'm doing? And a lot of times it's not that. And for me, it's affected my work. Sometimes completing a task can be super hard, because once I start itching and, you know, I'm using my hands for this task, if I'm like playing the piano, it can be so distracting that now I have my mental focus on this thing and I didn't get to finish what I was going to do. And then with household chores for me became so tedious, and I just never looked forward to doing it. Like, you know, I don't mind doing it, but knowing that my hands was also in pain was something that was like super hard, because I have to wash the dish detergent that I'm, dish soap that I'm using, because when I use it on my hands, you know, I'm washing dishes, it slices my skin like a knife, especially when I'm flaring, and then dealing with those harsh chemicals that are not making my skin better. For a long time, I, you know, tried to use gloves and trying to put something on it so that when I am washing dishes, I'm protecting my barrier. And then the same thing that I'm using to protect my barrier tends to be the thing that also triggers my skin. So, you know, you got latex gloves and nitrile gloves, but I found that, you know, sometimes if I use one or the other, my skin is getting worse now. So for me, those were things that were just so annoying to have to work around. And then for a long time, like relationships, like I've been touch deprived and not very affectionate because of how, you know, embarrassed I was about how broken and scaly my skin was. Like, you know, my relationship with my niece, like it's hard for me to like want to touch her, because sometimes she likes to wear scented things. She's a little girl, so she loves those things. But, you know, I'm like, I don't want to touch somebody, and then now my skin is flared up, or I'm triggered, or I'm scared for them to touch me because I don't know how they're going to react to my skin because of just how it feels and also how it looks can, you know, be so embarrassing at times.
And Dr. Noor, let's bring you into the conversation, because I know what Jennifer's saying right now, you've probably heard so many times or variations of it. And let's talk about exactly what the chronic hand eczema is, how it's different from normal dry skin or occasional irritation from your medical perspective.
So that's really the most important thing, is to be diagnosed appropriately and really start moving in the right direction. Chronic hand eczema is what it states. It's inflammation, redness, scaling, can be fissuring or even cracking, blistering of the hands. It can be the palms, it can be the backside of the hands, or even the wrists. Patients, as expected, tend to be very itchy, but also interestingly, these patients have a lot of pain in their hands, which is a bit different than the type of eczema they're feeling over the rest of their body. And the one thing that's very important for patients to understand is that this is, in fact, more than just dry skin. When patients come in, they're like, oh, I think I just have dry skin on my hands. But in reality, underneath the skin is inflammation that's causing these cracks, these fissures, and this discomfort that they've been dealing with for so many years.
And Dr. Knorr, as we listen to Jennifer, I completely empathize with her situation. And beyond the medical, you have emotional toll that this can take. And I know that you've probably had to have those experiences shared as well to try to get people through that emotional side, because while we can deal with it from the medical side and we can focus on why this is happening and what this is, a person has to bear that burden until they can get some resolution.
Mark, you're absolutely correct. And that's really what we see on a day-to-day basis. I had a patient in my office not too long ago. She's a mother, and she didn't want to hold her daughter's hand as she walked to school because of how cracked and how dry her hands were. Something as simple as that can affect you on such a deep level that, you know, we want patients to know that if in fact you think you have chronic hand eczema, come in, see a dermatologist, get evaluated so that we can get you on the path to get better.
And as I started out, the research suggests that about 1 in 10 adults may be living with this condition. Why do you think it goes undiagnosed so often, Dr. Knorr?
Well, it is in fact that issue that some patients are just thinking to themselves, this is just dry skin. I just have to deal with it. It's not life-threatening. And maybe there is no answer. You try moisturizers. Some of them help a little bit. The nature of the disease is that it tends to relapse. So if you have chronic hand eczema, you're using a lotion, you start to get better, maybe you're excited, and then all of a sudden it flares. And you have to understand that that's not your failure. That is just the disease process. And that is the way that we have to look at a treatment option, not only in the short term, but in the long-term management of this chronic condition.
Right now, folks, I have 2 guests on the line with me right now. Jennifer Etienne, a patient advocate and ambassador with the National Eczema Association who lives with chronic hand eczema. And also joining us is Dr. Omar Knorr, a board-certified dermatologist practicing in New York and New Jersey and co-owner of Rao Dermatology. If you'll both stick with me, we'll do 1 more segment. We'll open this up, have more conversation. I know that there are listeners out there that this is opening doors for them, and they will take the next steps to get some help that they need, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today as we focus on chronic hand eczema. We're focusing specifically on the confusion that it's not just dry skin, irritated skin. It is a chronic issue, and it's eczema. Joining me right now are Jennifer Etienne, a patient and advocate and ambassador with the National Eczema Association who lives with chronic hand eczema, and also Dr. Omar Noor, who is a certified dermatologist practicing in New York and New Jersey and co-owner of Rao Dermatology. Welcome back to you both.
Thank you.
All right, so Jennifer, let's go back to you. The condition that you have, let's talk about the impact of your confidence and your emotional well-being, because I know there are people out there who need to hear more of that message because they're living what you've been living as well.
So for me, the emotional impact, I was super sad all the time, angry because my skin wasn't getting better. I felt very withdrawn and isolated. I felt like there was no one that would understand what I was going through because they don't, you know, experience the same pain in their hands and the inflammation and the cracking and the dryness on their skin. Like I could, you know, share my experience with somebody, but that empathy that I was looking for, I never really got it. So for a long time, I felt very isolated and emotionally, like, you know, we're social beings. And for me, like, I like to talk to people. And, you know, when I meet somebody, like I go to shake their hand and I'm nervous about that. So for me, that affected my confidence because, again, like I'm very warm, very friendly. But for a long time, it made me feel like I want to hide who I am. And unfortunately, that's a part of who I am. But for such a long time, I had to learn about accepting my skin. And realizing like there is treatment for me, but not realizing that this, you know, dealing with that just caused me to be like super sad all the time. And I just wasn't myself. That's the best way I would describe it. I just wasn't myself. And then, you know, like you're crying and it's like you're crying over your skin. And this is like, it's deeper than that. Like it affects your confidence. You know, like I was afraid to hug because I'm like, okay, I don't want somebody to hug me. And then they touch my skin. And it's like, what was that? And, you know, like you deal with that shame, that anxiousness and that embarrassment of your skin condition. So for me, for a long time, I was dealing with that. And I was, again, super isolated and just not talking to anybody and just dealing with it on my own, which for me, that mentally wasn't a good place for me to be because I was just carrying that burden of my chronic hand eczema alone.
I completely sympathize with your situation and others who are experiencing this. And Dr. Noor, as we think about what Jennifer's talking about the physical discomfort, from a medical perspective, how severe can this condition become if left untreated?
So it can progressively get worse, and the symptoms can also become exaggerated, the itch, the discomfort, and the pain. And they're always there. They can be compounded by the fact that this affects your ability to sleep. And if you're not sleeping, you're uncomfortable, you're already dissuaded and anxious about the way that your hands feel. You know, the long-term issues are so broad in so many different ways. Around 1 in 4 patients with chronic hand eczema end up changing or losing their job based on their chronic hand eczema.
And how about certain triggers that can commonly cause flare-ups? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, triggers are very important, and they are very complicated because every patient is different, every scenario is different, and sometimes the complexity of the triggers sometimes makes it difficult to identify the fact that they have chronic hand eczema. One common issue we see is in certain occupations, like hairdressers. They often have higher rates of chronic hand eczema. Patients or people that do something called wet work, where they're constantly wetting and drying their hands, they have higher rates. Construction workers, mechanics, healthcare workers. So those type of individuals tend to have higher rates. And then just the change of season or even stress, Mark, can cause patients' eczema or chronic hand eczema to just flare.
And Jennifer, looking back on your particular situation, what do you wish more people understood about chronic hand eczema?
I wish more people understood that it's not just a skin issue. It's deeper than that. And as a patient, there's so many different treatments, and a lot of times people are witnessing your healing process. And I wish that people would just empathize more that, you know, like, it takes time to find what works, and, you know, it affects your confidence. So a lot of times you may not want to go to an event, and that's not the time to like guilt your friend and say like, just come out. Like, it's just your hands. Like, you know, it may just be my hands, but now I'm wondering when I meet this person or when I'm out, you know, like, are they going to be staring at me the whole time? And now I have to deal with that uncomfortability. And then also finding things that, you know, I'm comfortable wearing where I can cover up. But I really wish people understood that it's a process to, you know, find treatment that works, but also like you're witnessing someone's healing journey, and to just like be patient and not judge them when, you know, hey, you saw them in the worst state that they were before.
And Dr. Knorr, when someone visits a dermatologist with these symptoms, how is chronic hand eczema diagnosed?
So the important thing really is to be an advocate for yourself, to really speak up, find the right person that's willing to listen to you, talk about how it affects your hands and how it affects your daily life. And then the most important thing, if you feel you are one of these individuals, go online, go to www.learnaboutche.com, and that can help answer a lot of questions. And then, as always, really speak up for yourself. Thank you so much, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. And offer some hope here. What are some of the options that are available today?
Again, when it comes to your individual treatment options, really go out, find that dermatologist, find out what's best for you individually. And the most important thing, make sure you get the appropriate diagnosis of chronic hand eczema if that is in fact what you have.
And Jennifer, before we close out, for someone listening who might be dealing with these symptoms but hasn't yet sought help, what message would you want to share with them today?
I would say that you are not alone in this. There's so many people that have conditions, but specifically chronic hand eczema, that you may just dismiss it as dry skin. But if the symptoms are affecting your work, your relationships, how you're living, if you're finding that the things you used to do, now you don't do because your hands, it's important to go and see that dermatologist, so that way you can get the proper diagnosis, and also so you guys can start a treatment plan. And that's going to be the first step, is not dismissing it, but knowing you're not alone and getting that proper diagnosis, so that way you can get the relief you've been looking for. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you both. Jennifer Etienne and Dr. Omar Knorr, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For many people, symptoms like cracking, redness, itching, and bleeding on the hands may seem like nothing more than dry skin. As we've heard today, those symptoms could be part of a chronic condition that deserves proper diagnosis and treatment. And if you'd like to learn more about chronic hand eczema, you can visit learnaboutche.com for additional information and resources. Here on The Mark White Show, we're sharing real stories, real people, and real impact, and news that unites. And I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. Follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.